Welcome to Good News on Catholic Spirit Radio, a program for teens and almost teens to better understand that the gospel of Jesus Christ is relevant in their lives. And it's a place where your questions about faith and religion can be answered. And now, here's your host, Deacon Al.
Thank you, John, and welcome to Good News. This is Deacon Al from the Peoria Diocese. I'm a permanent deacon coming up on my fifth year of ordination. It's hard to believe. So we're heading into Advent. What a great time of year. I love Advent, not just because it leads up to Christmas, and Christmas is one of my favorite holidays. And it has nothing to do with the gift giving. I love Christmas because for a few weeks in time, you see people going out of their way to be nice to other people. And how much I would love to see that be a year-long, lifelong attitude. But it takes a lot of strength to do that. It takes a lot of willpower, only because of our brokenness, to be able to be that loving to everyone, even strangers that we see. But it's so refreshing. And so I love Christmas because if only for a few weeks, you see everybody trying to be nice and happy to other people. I really don't care what their motivation is, but it's just great to see. So I love Advent. I love Christmas time. I just think it's a time of great joy. I hope it's because people are excited about Christ coming into the world. That should be the ultimate motivation for that goodness, that they realize that Christ is among us. I know I'm realistic enough to know that's not always the reason. I think sometimes as a kid, I got super nice because better presents, you know, no coal in the stocking if you're super nice. But as we get older, hopefully we realize there are more important issues more important motivations behind that attitude. So I've got an Advent story to tell you after we go through our readings, and then we're going to answer a question that's tied in to that Advent story as well. So we're going to start with a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. So this is our first weekend of Advent. We're preparing. Advent actually means, and a lot of people get this wrong, they think it means a time of preparation. Advent means a period of time as awaiting a famous person, a person of importance, or an important event. So it's a period of time just prior to the arrival of an important person or an important event. So it doesn't mean preparation. It means anticipation for the arrival of something important. And that's why we call it Advent. So from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, "The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and Judah. In those days, in that time, I will raise up for David a just shoot. He shall do what is right and just in the land. In those days, Judah shall be safe, and Jerusalem shall dwell secure. This is what they shall call her, the Lord of Justice." So what we're hearing from the prophet is the coming of the Messiah. That's what he's telling us about, that great things are about to happen because God is going to send the Messiah. Our next reading is from St. Paul in his letter to the Thessalonians. "Brothers and sisters, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we have for you, so is it to strengthen your hearts, to be blameless in holiness before God and Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his holy ones. Amen. Finally, brothers and sisters, we earnestly ask and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us how you should conduct yourselves to please God, and as you are conducting yourselves today, you do so even more, for you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus, the word of the Lord." So in our first reading, we hear about the coming of the Messiah, and in Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, Jesus has now now ascended, and he's telling them about the return of the Messiah, that something great, in both readings, we hear that something great's going to happen. Someone's about to come to us in Jeremiah, and someone is about to return to us in Thessalonians, and they're both talking about the person of Jesus Christ. And again, what we talked about before the readings, this feeling of joy and this love for each other that for me makes this a special holiday. This is what Paul is calling the Thessalonians, the church to do, to be kind to each other, to love each other, because in preparation for Christ's return. So then we go to the gospel, which is from Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man," the Gospel of the Lord. So Jesus, in the Gospel of Luke, is telling us again about the return, the second coming. So Advent is a time where we look forward to two events, the coming of Christ as a newborn and the coming of Christ again at the end of time. The first two readings say this is going to be a joyous time. The last reading, the gospel reading, starts to sound kind of ominous with people dying of fright. But again, we've talked about in the past, these are the people who aren't prepared. If your house isn't ready to defend itself against the intruder, it can be a scary night. But if you are prepared, you can sleep happily and easily. And Jesus is saying in this, and Paul is saying in his writing as well, this is going to happen. Be prepared. And if you are prepared, you don't have to worry. So those who are in the faith with Christ, they can look at all these horrible things that are going to happen and not panic and rest secured. And I'm going to give you this is kind of a weird example, but it's an example nonetheless. So we have some friends, my wife and I have friends that I've known since I was 9 years old. I've known the husband since I was nine. And we introduced him to his now wife. They've been married for over 30 years. She was a friend of a friend that I introduced them one New Year's Eve at a party we had. And they hit it off and got married within a year and been married for quite a while since then. But they live out in Florida. So we don't see them too often, but we talk to them quite frequently. So one day we get a phone call from them that said, "So what are you guys doing today?" And we said, "We're not really doing much. We're just kind of hanging around the house, doing some things around the house." They said, "Great. We're about 30 minutes away." What? We weren't expecting that. Now, they've visited before, but we weren't expecting them that day. 30 minutes away. Well, it just so happened we'd been cleaning house for a couple days. So we were pretty much ready for company. We weren't totally ready, but we were pretty close. We were close enough that we were able to take a few things that were still out of place and shove them into a back room and close the door. And so within 30 minutes, we were ready to go. And the company came and they enjoyed their visit. They looked around the house. What they didn't look in was the one room, the room with the closed door. Nobody looked in that room, thank goodness. So how does that tie into Advent? Well, we don't know when Christ is coming back again. We don't know when the end of time is going to happen. So we need to be prepared for that. We could have been frightened out of our skulls when our friend said we're 30 minutes away, but we were able to be pretty confident that we could be ready. But it did mean hiding some things in the back room. This Advent is a great time for us to prepare ourselves for the coming of Christ. And it could be 30 minutes from now, could be 30 days from now, could be 300 years from now, We don't know. But this is a good time to prepare our inner home for Christ to visit. And we should try and keep that home prepared all the time for Christ. And most of us do a pretty good job, except we all have that one room. We all have that one spot in our heart where we take those parts of our lives that we wouldn't want anyone to see. We hide it away. This is the place where we keep our secret sins that we don't talk about to anyone else, that we don't even like to mention, that we take and we shove aside and we close that door, and we often don't even think about it. It's become such a natural part of our lives that we close that away from even ourselves, out of sight, out of mind kind of thing. And we forget that when Christ visits our heart, no room is secret. He knows everything. He sees everything we do. He knows all about our character. He knows of our virtues and our vices. You can't hide it. So unlike us preparing our home for our friends to come, we need to keep our interior home completely clean. And we do that through the sacrament of confession. And that's what brings me to the question that was sent in was, do we have to confess to a priest? And it's not a matter of have to. It's get to. We get to confess to a priest. What a wonderful gift Christ left us. And people say, well, it's not scriptural. Well, it actually is. John 20:23, Christ quite clearly gives his apostles, shares with his apostles, his authority to heal our wounds caused by sin. And that's what it is. It's a sacrament of healing. Christ, when he was on earth during his ministry, healed not only physical ailments, but mostly he healed people of their sins. And just because he was leaving us to go back to his home with his Father, he didn't want to leave us without that healing gift. And so he gave that authority to his apostles. It's still Christ that forgives our sins, but it's the priest who acts in persona Christi, in the person of Christ, so that we can, in our humanness, hear the forgiveness. And what a great gift that is. Sure, we should all take our sins to God and be humble and contrite and confess our sins before God. But Jesus, having been man, realizes the importance in our humanness that we can use our senses to really experience that forgiveness. Just as he would say to others, your faith has saved you. That's what we hear in the confessional from the priest as he stands in the person of Christ so that we can physically hear the words that we are healed. This is a tremendous gift left to the church. And it's a gift used not only by the Catholic Church, but by the Orthodox Church. And why anyone would want to not make use of that gift is beyond me. So as we enter into Advent, what a great time it is for us to clean house, to get that interior room ready for Jesus' return, both as the Christ child and in the second coming. And let's start this season off with a trip to the confessional, to take our sins and with humility and contriteness, confess them out loud. Say, this is where I've walked away from Christ. So you can hear the priest say, Christ loves you and forgives you and welcomes you back into his arms. That's our messages for this Advent. We thank you for being with us on Good News, and we will meet with you again next week. Have a wonderful Advent. May God bless you, protect you from all evil, and bring you to everlasting life. Amen.
You've been listening to Good News on Catholic Spirit Radio, a program for teens and almost teens to better understand that the gospel of Jesus Christ is relevant in your life. Submit your questions to Deacon Al at goodnews@catholicspiritradio.com. That's goodnews@catholicspiritradio.com. Deacon will answer your questions about faith and religion. Thank you for listening to Good News on Catholic Spirit Radio.